Mission accomplished. That's the message from city officials today during a press conference debriefing yesterday's victory parade for the Eagles. Details from WHYY's Aaron Moselle.
Hundreds of thousands of fans came out to celebrate the Eagles' first-ever Super Bowl title, and most of them, the vast majority, behaved themselves. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says his department made two arrests all day.
A female, one down in South Philadelphia, decided to rush onto the parade line and actually had to be arrested and decided to assault one of the police officers. The second one was just an assault, civilian to civilian.
Police also responded to two stabbings in the area of the parade, though Ross says it's unclear if they were parade-related. The city handed out five citations for disorderly conduct. Ross says four police cars were also damaged during the parade.
They weren't trying to destroy the car as much as they were trying to get a better vantage point.
The parade wasn't designed to be a moneymaker, and its financial impact on the city is unclear at this point. Fred Stein, one of the parade's organizers, said the event likely cost several million dollars.
The city overtime costs have not been, you know, compiled yet. But everything else is somewhere around $2 to $3 million.
Philadelphia's hospitality agencies found that hotel revenues went up more than $3 million during the weekends with a playoff game compared to the same weekends last year. But on Friday, Mayor Kenney didn't seem too concerned about getting more economic details, at least not immediately.
You can't put a price on the psychic benefit that we experienced and that we can actually win well and win respectably and celebrate respectfully.
It's a feeling he hopes, knock on wood, will happen again. He's probably not alone. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.